This is Paulie and Amanda in Tennessee. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, sir. I can do it.
Man, we're just reading the back flap of your book. It says you've been an airplane pilot and a high school teacher in addition to being an overseas adventurer. I guess the high school teacher, probably the most dangerous job you've had. I would imagine.
Especially if you were teaching at my high school in Detroit. So.
Yeah, Amanda went to high school in Detroit, so yeah. Top that. We're checking out your new book called Seas, and you've literally, like the cover says, battling scoundrels and pirates all over the world while recovering stolen ships in the world's most troubled waters. So, I mean, you're leading a dangerous life.
It has its moments.
Yeah. Now, tell us about some of the things in the book. It says that when somebody's ship is overtaken, you're the guy they send to go get it back, kind of like almost a special ops kind of commando thing.
Yeah, sometimes it requires that. Sometimes it's not quite so dramatic. If I can, I'll try to do it by trickery and get the ship back without having to extract it. If nothing else works, then I will bring my team in and we'll sneak on board in the middle of the night and steam for international water.
Now, why is this so prevalent nowadays? We see so much of this in the news off the coast of Somalia. We had the Maersk Alabama a couple of months back and the dramatic rescue that unfolded on TV and getting that ship back. And just the other day, it was like some Somali teenagers showed up in a rowboat and shot at a U.S. Navy destroyer.
That's right. These are obviously not trained guys.
Yeah.
They can't tell the difference between a susceptible merchant vessel and a warship. Well, the pirates I deal with are much more sophisticated and harder to deal with. I mean, as far as the Somali pirates, there's a very good answer to them. You just shoot them.
Why don't they? I always hear about this. So why don't I can understand why the Navy does, and they did. Are the commercial ships, are they not allowed to be armed?
No, they are allowed to be armed. In fact, it's a very recent development that commercial ships didn't carry cannon. In fact, interestingly enough, when you fill out a clearance to leave a port, it still asks you how many cannon you have on your ship. But in any case, the master of the ship is always allowed to carry small arms, and routinely does. But it's been politically, it's been incorrect politically to defend yourself until very recently. But that's changed. The U.S. Coast Guard and the other governments are now advising owners to arm and defend themselves.
And it seems like in that part of the world, specifically off of that Horn of Africa, that it seems like almost essential, because from what I've seen in the news, there is no really government structure in Somalia, so these people are really, by hook or crook, doing whatever they can to make any sort of buck. So it's like wild gangs of teenagers, like I said, out in a rowboat, trying to attack whatever lights they see in the dark, and they don't know if they're attacking a Navy destroyer or...
And they obviously don't plan it out very
well. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's very well coordinated.
These are very unsophisticated people. Most of them probably cannot read or write, so they learn how to be a pirate by watching cable news.
A little bit too much Johnny Depp for them, huh?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of which, this is so interesting to me, and obviously this to everyone, because they're making a movie based on your book. Are you excited? Are you helping on the sidelines?
I'll be a consultant in it. And of course, you know the author of the book is the least important guy on the set, but I do like the screenwriter, a very nice fellow named Keith Clark, and we talked already about the direction it'll be going. So
yeah,
I'm pretty happy about it.
Do you get to pick who plays you? I would be insistent on that.
I would want you to be bigger. I have no input whatsoever. I did tell them I wanted Samuel L. Jackson, though.
Oh, there you go. Okay, sold. I'm there. You've sold a movie ticket. You can take that back to the focus group and let them know. We're down with that. So you also do a lot of stuff it's not quite so much high seas, but it's, like you said, a little bit more of trickery to get behind the scenes in the ports and like the governments that are holding merchandise in the form of these ships hostage too, right?
No, that's correct. I can't eschew tactics that my opposition is using, so I use as much trickery as I can. I don't use force, but that's a hard and fast rule, but I'll use pretty much any trick I can, and I've used a bunch of different tricks in my career.
Yeah, it says I'm noticing on the dust jacket here. It says you've used prostitution.
Well,
it's kind of a sting element.
No, I haven't used prostitution.
Yeah, that's the way to every man's boat.
I've hired prostitutes, but not for their traditional roles.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay.
As you can imagine, prostitutes are pretty good actresses.
Yeah.
So I'll hire a girl to go on board and pretend to be friends with one of the guards and convince him to go somewhere with her. I have done that before.
Oh, no, that's just downright sneaky. I would be so upset if I lost my boat. I guess it's not their boat then, right?
No, that's why I don't use violence. The guards and the crewmen on board, you know, they're just doing their job. I have nothing against them. And a lot of times they have no idea that they're working for a crooked boss, or that the ship that they're guarding has been stolen. So I can't do anything to
them. Yeah, I see. Yeah, I guess there's a lot of duplicity involved. People don't even know they are the bad guys.
Sure. If the ship has been seized by the court, the guard who is ordered on board, he doesn't know that the judge has been corrupted.
Yeah.
So he's just doing his job, and I it would not be moral for me to do anything that would harm these guys in any significant way.
So take us through the steps. Where are you when the call comes in to recapture one of these ships that's been seized, and what are the steps from there?
Well, I'm just using all my cell phone, and I'm somewhere in the world. generally the call I get is not for me to steal the ship out, but some guy just calls me and says, Captain Max, my ship's in trouble. Can you help? And then a lot of times, most of the time, I can do something else. I can get her out through less drastic means. And then if I can't, then I have to go conduct intelligence myself. I have to sneak on board, and I have to make sure that the engine can start. And then I have to assemble my crew sneak us all into port without anybody knowing that we're there, sneak us onto the ship, generally at night, and then get the engine started and head for international water.
Now, obviously things can go bad if somebody gets an inkling that you're trying to take off with their ship. There's obviously some chasing involved, I would imagine, at times, maybe some shooting?
Yes, there has been. Luckily, to my knowledge, I've only been shot at once in one extraction. And I think they are actually just shooting warning shots. In fact, later I didn't find any bullet holes in my ship, so I'm not sure they were actually shooting at the ship. In that same instance, they had a warship that was chasing me off the Dominican coast, but I managed to run into a storm where they couldn't see me on their radars, and I got away.
Wow, it is like just total high seas adventures. You're like a high seas repo man.
Yeah, and is it not common for them to get violent? You know, you're trying to take their ship. Don't they usually try to fight back, or are you that good at tricking them?
Oh, they would. If they could catch me, there would be violence involved. Yeah. There's no question about it. I'm happy I haven't been caught so far, but they, you know, just because I don't use violence doesn't mean that my opposition wouldn't.
Now, you've got the ship out of port. You're successfully in international waters, and you brought up being chased or pursued. How are you able to convince maybe legitimate government authorities that are checking out? You know, what just went down here? Because you're sailing away on the ship that's, you know, I guess you don't have the pink slip to it or anything. Maybe you do. How do you convince the other people that you are, in fact, the good guy and not one of the bad guys?
Well, of course, I researched the case very carefully. My partner, Michael Bono, and I both researched the case very carefully before we'll take a job. And once we take a job, we are absolutely certain that our client has an immediate possessory right.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I get the vessel out of that corrupt outlaw jurisdiction, we always take the vessel to a legitimate jurisdiction that will recognize our client's right,
mm-hmm.
so that we can turn our ship over to our client's crew.
And you're literally doing this all over the world. Anywhere there is a ship that can be in a port, you're there.
Sure.
Now, are there, obviously we see the Horn of Africa and Somalia these days just being like a hotbed of piracy. Where are other places in the world that's particularly dangerous, and where's the worst?
Well, I would say for that kind of piracy, that's about the only place left in the world where the pirates can operate with that kind of impunity. In the Western Hemisphere, we have to deal with the kind of pirates that wear three-piece suits and work in boardrooms. They're more effective. They
yeah.
They get away with it. They have a longer lifespan, and they're harder to fight. So as far as actual piracy, it's really been reduced just to the Somali coast.
Yeah, but a lot of it is taking place behind the scenes. There's a lot of paper shuffling and bureaucracy involved.
Well, absolutely. The kind of piracy I deal with is you steal a ship by, for example, forging deletion certificates or sealed documents or bribing an embassy somewhere to consularize your documents, and suddenly the owner finds out that he's lost his ship and there was not a shot fired.
Wow. So it's almost like governments at war with each other.
Absolutely. In fact, some governments, obviously like the Venezuelan government, they make no bones about it. They are clearly at war with the rest of the world.
Wow. And what do they get out of it? The ships and their merchandise, is that it? Or the power trip that goes along with that? Or what do they gain?
Don't care about, certainly not a power trip. They don't care about that. In fact, they prefer to stay in the background. What they get about out of it is the guy who steals the ship pays the judge and pays the local authorities to back him up and to let him operate. So everybody makes money. That's what they get out of it.
So he is like Sir Walter Raleigh back in the day of being the legitimate pirate for the government.
And
Venezuela's doing that?
They think they're all going to get away with it, and then boom, Max comes and saves
the day. Max is in there.
Yeah, the next morning they go down to the dock, and where's that ship we just stole?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, it says bam, pow, in a little cartoon bubble.
That's right.
So, Max, do you have to shade your identity in any way? I mean, is a book and a movie and any sort of attention like this, is this going to bring you under more scrutiny from the people you have to deal with in your professional life?
Well, it might, but I always keep a very low profile. I in fact, so low that I don't even let people know that I'm in town. When I come into a port where a ship has been stolen, I have to steal it back. I really don't want anybody local knowing I'm there.
So it is just kind of like, you know, sneak in the middle. Do you ever have to, like, get into a country with an assumed name or any sort of, like, 007 kind of stuff like that?
No, not an assumed name, because that would require false papers, which I, of course, wouldn't carry. But what I will do, and this is a helpful thing, a little tip for your extractor, wannabe extractor, is that go in by bus on a jungle border crossing, because they don't communicate with the capitals in these little border crossings, and so nobody knows you're in the country.
Oh.
This really does sound like a movie, no wonder.
Yes, this is going to make a very cool movie. Max's book is called Seized, A Sea Captain's Adventures of Battling Scoundrels and Pilots While Recovering Stolen Ships in the World's Most Troubled Waters. Sounds very cool. We just got the book today. I'm going to read me a copy of it, and we're going to give one away. Max, we're running out of time, but it's been great to have you on here. I have a very cool story, and I can't wait to see the film get developed. About when can we expect something on that?
About 2 years.
About 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be titled Seized, or I guess that's, you know...
They're looking at... The working title now is The Good Pirate.
The Good Pirate, okay. The book is Seized. The working title of the movie is The Good Pirate, and... Can't wait to see it. Max, thanks for being on the show, man.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Have a good morning. See ya.
Okay, bye-bye.